he opened his eyes now, didn't one cellar look like another? Perhaps this room was full of rats too. His eyes sprang open. There were no rats, but there was another rusted drain cover, which opened into a tunnel just big enough for him to walk through. He could see a faint light. So this is the rat world, he thought, as he tried to scrape the mud off himself. Dark and muddy and stinky and full of weird voices. I'm a cat. Sunlight and fresh air, that's my style. All I need now is a hole into the outside world and they won't see me for dust. Or at least for bits of dried mud. A voice in his head, which wasn't the mysterious voice, but a voice just like his own, said, But what about the stupid-looking kid and the rest of them? You ought to help them. And Morris thought, Where did you come from? I'll tell you what, you help them and I'll go somewhere warm. How about that? The light at the end of the tunnel grew brighter. It still wasn't anything like daylight or even moonlight, but anything was better than this gloom. At least, nearly anything. He pushed his head out of the pipe into a much larger one, made of bricks that were slimy with strange underground nastiness, and into the circle of candlelight.
It's Morris, said Peaches,
staring at the mud dripping off his matted fur.
Smells better than he usually does, then, said Darktan,
grinning in what Morris considered was an unfriendly way.
Oh, har, har, said Morris weakly. He wasn't in the mood for repartee.
Ah, I always knew you wouldn't let us down, old friend, said Dangerous Beans. I have always said that we can depend on Morris at least.
He sighed deeply.
Yes, said Dark Tan, giving Morris a much more knowing look. Depend on him to do what, though?
Oh, said Morris.
Good. I've found you all, then.
Yes, said Dark Tan, in what Morris thought was a nasty tone of voice. Amazing, isn't it? I expect you've been looking for a long time, too. I saw you rush off to look for us.
Can you help us? Said Dangerous Beans. We need a plan.
All right, said Morris. I suggest we go upwards at every opportunity to rescue Ammon Pork, said Darktan. We don't leave our people behind.
We don't, said Morris.
We don't, said Darktan.
And then there's the kid, said Peaches. Sardines says he's tied up with the female kid in one of the cellars.
Oh, well, you know, humans, said Morris, wrinkling his face. Humans and humans, you know. It's a human kind of thing. I don't think we should meddle. Could be misunderstood. I know about humans. They'll sort it out.
I don't care a ferret's shrut for humans, snapped Darktan. But those rat catchers took ham and pork off in a cage. You saw that room, Cat. You saw the rats crammed in cages. It's the rat catchers who are stealing the food. Sardines says there's sacks and sacks of food. And there's something else.
A voice, said Morris, before he could stop himself.
Darktan looked up wild-eyed.
You heard it, he said. I thought it was just us.
The rat catchers can hear it too, said Morris. Only they think it's their own thoughts.
It frightened the others, mumbled Dangerous Beans. They just stopped thinking.
He looked absolutely dejected. Open beside him, grubby with dirt and paw marks, was Mr. Bunsey Has an Adventure.
Even Toxie ran off, he went on, and he knows how to write. How can that happen?
It seemed to affect some of us more than others, said Dark Tan, in a more matter-of-fact voice. I've sent some of the more sensible ones to try and round up the rest, but it's going to be a long job. They were just running blindly. We got to get Ammon Pork, he's the leader. We're rats, after all. A clan. Rats will follow the leader.
But he's a bit old, and you're the tough one, and he's not exactly the brains of the outfit, Morris began.
They took him away, said Darktan. They're rat catchers. He's one of us. Are you going to help or not?
Morris thought he heard a scrabbling noise at the other end of his pipe. He couldn't turn around to check, and he suddenly felt very exposed.
Help you, yeah, he said hurriedly.
Ahem. Do you really mean that, Morris?
Said Peaches.
Yeah, right, said Morris.
He crawled out of the pipe and looked back along it. There was no sign of any rats.
Sardines is following the rat catchers, said Darktan, so we'll find out where they're taking him.
I've got a bad feeling that I already know, said Morris.
How?
snapped Peaches.
"I'm a cat, right?" said Morris. "Cats hang around places. We see things. A lot of places..."